And so now I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so, and just feel your mind and body relax. And know, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. The presence of the great I Am, the indwelling Christ, surrounds and enfolds and just uplifts you now. So allow your heart to fill with gratitude for the omnipresent love and strength of the divine, to release all that has stood in the way of your ever unfolding good. As the fire transformed the energy contained in your slip of paper into heat and light energy, so your denial has released the seeming power of your attitude or condition and transformed that power into the purging fire of spirit. As Paul wrote to the Romans, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Feel the power of that transformation now. And knowing that nature abhors a vacuum, let us fill the void that the release has created. At this moment, you are uplifted and made free. Visualize the new you, free and released from the burdens and barriers you have been carrying. Visualize the effects of this unfolding in your life, the good it will bring, the difference it makes in your mind, in your actions, and in your life. As you begin the new year, feel the joy and peace of this new beginning. Celebrate this for a few moments in the silence. So next week, we will engage in another ritual which will help us move further into our new identities. In the meantime, let's take this affirmation into our hearts and souls. I am free and unlimited. Will you say that with me three times? I am free and unlimited. I am free and unlimited. I am free and unlimited. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be, in the name and through the power of the Christ. And now we'll come together in joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.